Greetings. My name is William. I'm representing Peachtree Property Management, where we invest in fix and hold rental properties located in B, C, and D class communities. Today's date is April the 22nd, 2024, and the time is about 11:27. For the ones that don't know, I am a school teacher, but I also do real estate. I created this podcast to try to give out motivational messages, information, to try to get people to get back into real estate or to jump into real estate so we can all battle and fight gentrification. We can all, you know, my motto is to produce affordable houses in desirable locations. And it's enough houses out here for everyone to invest, buy them. There's no need for us to compete. I don't do seminars. Maybe in the future I will, but for right now, everything I do, you know, YouTube, WAG Realty LLC of North Carolina. Again, WAG, W-A-G, Realty LLC of North Carolina. I give out, you know, free, but, you know, produce free videos. Not the best of quality, but, you know, I'm still learning. And on Instagram, Peachtree Property Management. So, again, Peachtree Property Management. You know, I show different pictures lately. Please excuse the bell. Like I said, I'm in school. I'm on my planning period right now. But, you know, on Instagram, I have videos of, you know, houses doing work and messing around with my truck. That's one of the things, you know, you got to find your getaway when you're working hard, negotiating deals. But today's podcast is going to be, like I always say, short and sweet. And it's going to be about diving into the adventures of short-term rentals, all right? And so it fell in my lap, short-term rentals, just because of how the areas of North Carolina are growing. And so now you have these companies, construction companies coming in, gas pipe companies, electrical companies, for the infrastructure bill, I'm assuming, that was passed. Please excuse that bell. I'm sorry about that. Bill that was passed by Congress and, you know, the president, President Biden, not a political podcast, but I feel like that's what allowed these construction workers to fall into my lap. So right now I have three more properties that are empty, but my last three have been rented out to construction workers. So and the thing is, the kick with it is you are going to have short term leases. Some leases can be a year. You know, they may be promised work for a year, or they may promise it for 9 months, 6 months, 3 months, and then it moves on. So you got to weigh out, you know, the pros and the cons. Some companies offer, I've been looking into this, some companies offer like $65 a day for a group, you know, if you bring your whole crew, or, you know, furnished properties, lights, water already on. You know, it may be, I haven't jumped into that yet, but you know, I let them cut their own water and lights on. It may be something to it, all right? But I mean, you just gotta weigh out things for yourself. So I have one group that's been, they just like it so much that they travel, so they need to rent a place, they get a hotel somewhere else, but they travel back and forth. But they actually have been in there for about a year and a half. Well, I say a year and a half to 2 years. Another group has only been in there for maybe about 3 months, and one group that just came in basically yesterday, and they're going to be here for 6 months. So like I say, it just depends. Some of these cities I go to, they make you do a reconnect fee. You got to pull a permit and stuff like that and get it inspected. So like I say, the permits are $50. Some things you just got to weigh out. You know, if you want to include mowing and water, electrical, TV, internet, stuff like that, that's going to be, you know, added expenses. So I have heard of some people trying to, you know, mom and pop companies or people trying to allow a bigger business to manage their properties that do like a short term Airbnb. You have to be careful with that because they do charge There are fees I've heard of people charging maybe $200 or $300 every time someone moves out. And so sometimes you get these nurses, you know, that's one of the big pushes now, you know, having traveling nurses. Every time someone moves out, that's another $200 or $400. And so, you know, you just got to negotiate and talk to the people and see what's going on. Some companies don't do short-term rentals, and some don't deal with smaller properties, so they have set fees. So you just got to be careful of the contracts you're signing, because, you know, I have a single family house, and I heard of someone being charged $400 for, you know, they gave them an itemized list of trash bags had to be refilled. But, you know, they restocked like 200 and something bags, 300 something bags, cleaning supplies, stuff like that. But, you know, this company was used to bigger high-end, like smaller apartments or rentals. And so this person thought they were doing the best thing. So, like I say, always talk. Don't just assume. Read over your contracts. You know, and one of the things I do, I put on the lease how long the lease is going to be, and then it's going to become month to month, or if it has to be renewed, however. And all your expectations, when they, you know, when they got to pay, not having guests over, you know, because they have somebody else that's moving into town, they may say, oh yeah, stay with me. You know, same thing. You know, you want to know who's in your property. And so what I do is I ask for a photo ID, so I know who's supposed to be there, what they look like, what they drive, where they from, you know. So just added level of protection. Some, you know, I have had contracts in the past that ask for you know, license plates and stuff like that. I stopped doing that for long term rentals because people switch cars and lose cars, whatever it may be. But I may start that process back. Like I say, this is just something that fell into my lap. All right. Now, I still keep it low income because, like I say, I'm not trying to break the bank. I know they're here working. Most of these guys are, and part of the girls, away from their families. Some of them, their families do travel with them because, you know, this one guy said he has a trailer or a Winnebago, and so he can pull it. But he just didn't feel like pulling across the country. But if somewhere close, he'd do that. And they were from Texas. And then some people from like Virginia, they may drive down and bring their family, and their family stays with them, and they just almost like, you know, relocating. But some of them make enough money where they can keep their main house. So, like I say, it's just something you got to look into. Some people may feel like, you know, instead of charging $800 for the property, I charge $1,300. That'll cover mowing, trash, recycling, sewer, water, electrical, all the, you know, standards like that, wear and tear. Or, you know, you may want to redo your whole thought process and, you know, charge a little more, but still, you know, still keeping it affordable. And I'm looking at this like, well, I can charge more, and then I can, my long-term tenants, I can use that to this, you know, the short-term rentals to help, you know, maintain the long-term and to keep them affordable. You know, that's the whole goal for everything, to produce quality homes, because, you know, statistics say if a kid grows up, if you have a tenant and they have or just for yourself, if kid grows up in the home without moving around and is stable, they'd be more likely to have a stable home themselves. All right. So, you know, if I can produce that, I will. But I still do the same thing. As far as like appliances and these rentals, stove and refrigerator, I may do a microwave. So, you know, somewhat help out. I do have a washer and dryer connection, but no washer and dryer. But most of my places, if not all my places, are basically maybe 5-6 miles or less away from a laundromat. Most of them, not all, but most of them are. Some of them I have supplied washer and dryers, but that's not common. At least for me. So it's just the next properties coming up would be a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, still in the Piedmont, North Carolina. Probably, you know, give myself enough time to recoup from doing these unexpected repairs. And that's some other things you gotta know of. You try to do as many repairs as you can, but some things happen, you know. And so you have a house that you think is going to be a quick redo or remodel, and it's not quick. So another thing, you know, I have these properties. Hopefully I can, you know, ask them if they know anybody that's traveling, because usually they do travel in bunches, or they become family, they know each other, and they will, you know, call each other. Oh, I'm coming to North Carolina, where you are. Do you know somewhere where I can live? Because some of these guys, they don't mind traveling. Like, the rent may be, say you go to Greensboro, Raleigh, whatever, and the rent's $2,000 for maybe a two-bedroom or one-bedroom, whatever it may be. I'm just throwing out numbers. A lot of these guys don't mind to live in these smaller towns. And so they won't live in the town. They you know, rent may be $1,100, but they have to drive maybe a 45 minutes to an hour, and they don't mind it, you know. So, you know, it's just a thought process. I don't know if you all have come across that or not. If you have, you can, how Spotify has it now, you can leave comments, you know, leave reviews on here, and just, you know, we can talk about it. I can mention it maybe in my next podcast on some obstacles or hurdles you ran into, or just the smooth sailing that you've ran into. And like I said, this just fell into my lap. Just been able to get this opportunity to do this. So if you want to donate, you can, to help keep rentals affordable. I am taking donations, like always. You don't have to. Like I say, this information is just here to inspire, to motivate, you know, to inform. As a group, we can all keep these rentals affordable, put these kids in nice homes, turn the schools around, turn the communities around, just, you know, one house at a time. Like I say, you're not going to get rich off of one house, you know, typically. But, you know, it's over a collection of them. And so, you know, as a group, we can come out here and buy these properties up, and we can keep them from, I guess you could say, the mainstream, or some of these bigger companies, because all they're going to do, flip the house, change the whole community, which can be a plus. I'm not necessarily against it. It's just we have a housing shortage and crisis, and now you're forcing people to become homeless. And one of the things I did read, and this is what's going on, these big companies are paying for these $250,000 houses, $200,000 houses in cash. And so what happens is, or they get a loan and they make a such of a big, you know, a down deposit, I guess you could say, that all they're paying, and they do some type of loan, there's no interest, or the interest is deferred. And what happens is, if you look at your statement, your itemized statement on your, this is for the ones that own a house. If you look at the actual statement, it says that your principal may be, you know, say $275,000 house, you may be paying $400-something to principal. The other is going towards, you know, insurance, taxes, interest. A large portion is going towards interest. So if you think about it, they spend $250,000 or getting a loan with interest deferred for $250,000 or $275,000, and their payment is only $400-something, where they charge $2,000, $2,500, $3,000. And it may be, you know, I don't know how long it's going to be deferred for, but say it's deferred for 5 years or 18 months or 10 years, you know, because they get better rates than we do and better terms. So it's just something to think about. This is why, you know, they're buying up homes or taking out loans and building homes on empty lots from the dirt up, because they getting better terms. And so we all chip in together, you know, an extra $300-$400 a month. It will go a long way. You just, sometimes you're going to find the not so best, not the best of tenants, though. Maybe the first time or second time, but third, fourth, fifth time, you may find some tenants that have been there for a year, 2 years, 5 years, not cause you any problems. It does happen. And, you know, so just something to think about. I don't want to make this podcast too long. It's going on 14 minutes and 30 seconds, almost 15 minutes. So if you want to donate, you can. If you don't want to invest directly in yourself, you can donate. We can try to work out a deal for these with these properties. I can give you an itemization of what it brings in, what I'm breaking it down per share, how much, you know, the minimum amount I'm looking for, how often I pay out. But Again, if you want to donate, it's WAG Realty LLC. So it's the money sign, WAG Realty LLC on Cash App. You can donate on Stripe, which is, you know, directly to on Anchor or wherever you're listening to me at. I think Anchor became Spotify. You can, you know, my Venmo, Peachtree Property Management, or at Peachtree Property Management on my Venmo, and you'll see my face. You know, if you just have questions, you can reach out on Facebook, WAG Realty LLC, or you can reach me on, YouTube. You know, so like I said, I appreciate everyone tuning in and listening and, you know, keeping me motivated. I do get some questions. I do get small donations. I like to say thank you ahead of time. And, you know, until next time, peace out. Y'all be easy.